Hey, Lynn, you need a ride?
Yeah, Eric, I'd love one. Where are you going?
Cool. Going back to my building.
Cool, thanks. I'm heading over there, too. All right.
How's life?
Good. How about you?
Good.
Excellent. So while I got you in the car for a few minutes, and I thought I'd ask you a few questions.
Sure.
Just a couple of things I've always wanted to know. So, where are you from, actually? I'm from the East Coast, and you have a distinctly East Coast vibe about you. I wondered if you were from maybe back east somewhere.
Yeah, I was. I'm from the East Coast. I was born in Brooklyn.
Yeah.
And spent some time there, and then I moved to Staten Island. I went to school through high school there.
Cool.
And then I went to college in Providence. And then I wound up at Microsoft in some crazy way.
Wow. So you went from New York to Seattle in one move.
Yeah, it was a big move.
That is a big move.
It's kind of a large. I had some friends who were actually working at Microsoft at the time, and I worked with one of them in a computer graphics course, and she sent me a note saying, "Hey, can we take you out to dinner?"
Yeah.
And I was kind of a poor student at the time. I was like, anybody could take me out to dinner. I'm tired of eating bagels. And, you know, one thing led to another. And I wound up out at Microsoft.
Wow. So what was your first job?
Actually, I came into the systems group back in 1988 and helped add networking to OS2 and built an infamous product called LAN Manager.
LAN Man.
And when I joined the team, pretty much they had a team of, I don't know, about 15, 20 folks. And everyone was working on 1.0 pretty hard. And my boss, Richard McAniff, was like, well, everyone's kind of thinking about 1.0. You know, maybe you should go start thinking about, 2.0, the next version.
Yeah.
And the challenge was to go spick out the new version while everyone was working on the old one. So I had never really done any networking in college, so got Tannenbaum's book from the library. read as much as I could, tried to understand as much as I could. Sent him email when I had questions. He was actually very gracious and was willing to answer my queries. And got a couple of papers from the key folks at DEC that did a lot of distributed systems work. You know, folks like Butler that are at Microsoft now. Yeah. And DEC had a lot of great papers. There was a lot of good stuff right now. Learned as fast as I can, and worked on that for a while.
That's excellent. So how'd you end up moving out of that and at a landman into DevTools? It's kind of a...
Yeah, it was not the straightest thing to do. I think after working on networking for a while, I really wanted to add networking to the operating system. I mean, people kind of forget now that you used to have to buy networking separately.
Right. TCP/IP was an add-on. Yeah,
and not a very good one at that. Yeah. And TCP used to be proprietary. Used these things called smart cards, and the stack would actually run on a chip on the card in order to save memory for your PC back in the old 640K days. Remember, this is DOS time frame. No OS2, no Windows. OS2. And we had an idea to put networking in the OS, and at the time, our networking technology was codenamed Pinball, and we were working on Windows, and so we created Winball, which basically took all the networking components and wrote them as virtual device drivers. And, that was a lot of fun. So there were about 7 of us that did a version that became Windows Workgroups, famous for adding the toolbar to the Windows File Manager to Windows, and for shipping a free screwdriver in every box. While I was working there, Win95 was kind of in its infancy, and Brad gave me the chance to work on Windows 95. And I thought about it, and at the time, we actually were thinking about buying Fox Software. And I kind of always wanted to work on an acquisition, because I always wondered why acquisitions are so tough in the tech industry. It was just a huge amount of high-tech acquisitions that don't always turn out the way that people thought they would.
It's a hard thing to do.
And so I moved over to the Fox team, and I wound up running program management for Fox Pro and Visual Basic and some of our scripting technologies. That was a great job. So that's sort of how I got into the tools group.
Wow. Cool. So, you've been here for a while. Gosh, it's been
Since 88, so it's been maybe 16 years.
16 years, yeah. Wow. Yeah, that's wild. What's the most interesting thing you've learned out of your time here? I mean, if there's... So, you know, I've been here going on 7 years now, and I've learned a lot of things, but what do you think sticks out in your head about your time here?
I don't know. I think the, you know, really having a passion and loving what you do and you know, software is incredibly cool. I think, you know, we've you know, done so much, and, you know, PCs now, they come with networking cards, they come with mice, they're graphical, and yet, you know, there's just so much more that we can do, and you know, everybody always wants a computer to, you know, do what they mean, not what they said.
Right.
And, you know, I have some young children now, and just watching them, you know, learn how to use the computer, or learn how to use a tablet, and seeing, you know, them ask me, you know, well, why does this work that way? And you kind of really don't have a good answer other than, you know, well, 15 years ago, back when we made this decision, it seemed like a good decision at the time.
Right.
And so you can just see how computers are going to change. And you know, they change the way we work, they change the way we play. And just software is an incredibly great business. So I think, you know, loving what you do, I think is really important in your work, and loving the people that you work with.
Couldn't agree more.
You know, and you know, having great mentors, and I've really enjoyed the folks at Microsoft. And it's fun to work on a team building a project. And you know, some teams are larger than others. So take a look at a project like Whidbey or UConn, we really have thousands of folks compared to, you know, Windows Server Groups, where we had seven. Quite a difference nowadays in terms of scope. But still having that, you know, esprit de corps, camaraderie is, you know, makes it fun. It's a, you know, I'm incredibly lucky to have a job that I love.
That's cool. So, you know, one thing I've always wondered, you know, as you spend more time in the company and you get more and more responsibility, the hardest thing almost becomes learning how to handle the volume of information. You know, you're a senior vice president now. My mind boggles at how you handle just the volumes of information that comes at you every day almost. Do you have anything that you do that's different, or systems or ways you've managed to deal with that?
I definitely believe in the maxim of trying to hire people that are smarter than you are. And building a great team, and you know, just as the business, you know, gets bigger and bigger, it just gets more and more important to have great people on board, and you know, having folks like Sanjay or Andy Lees or Paul Flessner or Bob Muglia, you know, it makes all the difference in the world. You know, Kai Fu works on natural computing, and it's really amazing. You know, Soma came over and joined and took over some of the tools responsibility. He brings a tremendous amount of experience. Soma's been here almost as long as I have. You know, all the things he's learned from Windows and really running large projects at scale. I think it's really key to have great people.
Yeah.
The hard thing is kind of balancing some of the technical stuff with some of the business stuff.
Right.
And you know, that's sort of been a new challenge for me. I've kind of come up through the technical ranks, and, you know, I don't have an MBA or, you know, accounting experience, you know, that's a little tricky. And so when we're trying to make resource decisions, and business decisions and balancing, you know, God, should I spend this money, on product development, or should I spend it on the go-to-market side, you know, making the field better?
Right.
You know, that's a little tricky.
So, you know, I was thinking the other day, we got some pretty cool stuff coming down the road, but you've got a big product group. You've got servers, you've got tools, you've got language, natural language search stuff. What do you have cooking in the books right now that gets you excited, you know?
Well,
everything, I mean, I'm sure.
Certainly, you know, I'm excited about the current wave of stuff, and, you know, Windows 2003 kind of wave and all the products that came around it. You know, we did a great job with Small Business Server and really helping kind of the do-it-yourselfers. And really, for the first time, we really built a product specifically for that segment, and rather than taking one of our products and taking out a feature or two and chopping the price a little bit, and that's really gratifying, and you know, seeing users use it, or, you know, even my dad has a small business, he's running a Small Business Server.
Wow.
That's really nice, and seeing the development and what we can do in the next versions. And then kind of the next wave, you know, being, you know, Whidbey on the tools side and UConn on the SQL Server side, that's super exciting. I think UConn's a great product. I think it's going to surprise some folks.
All right, man. Well, you can just drop me off over here and be happy just to get out right over here. Hey, thanks for everything. I appreciate you taking time to talk with me. It was really good hearing your perspective on all this stuff. It's rare you get to spend some time with the senior vice president at Microsoft. This is pretty cool. I appreciate it. All right, man. Well, thanks a lot, Eric. I appreciate it. Catch you later. Have a good meeting. Take care.
See ya.